fired up about that 47-yard punt?
Oh, no, no, I'm looking forward to playing again. I mean, it's a short week, but goodness gracious, you know, you want to get out and play. All that stuff was, that was a long time ago. But it was good.
Were there things that you saw in training camp that maybe led you to believe Mason would start off as well as he has?
Well, you know, I mean, Mason's been pretty good since I've been here, you know, and I think the consistency and, you know, if, you know, it's just like – anything else? I mean, if he gets a little tweak here, a little tweak there, you know, he knows enough, and he's a professional, and he works on it, and you know, fixes it. You know, those guys, he's not unlike anybody else. You know, they get into they have to, you know, work to maintain, you know, the proficiency that he is able to exhibit.
When Kicker is performing well, is there a tendency to say if it's not broke, just keep doing what you're doing?
Well, no, we coach talks about process all the time. Process, you know, and you know, you even though things are going well, I mean, you're, in particular, I say this all the time, in special teams, you're one play away or one kick away from things not going well, and all I get, you know, the one thing that, and, you know, unfortunately, coaches, you know, I remember the Detroit game last year, you know, when we got a chance to, so those are things that, you know, you always gotta, every play, you know, is important, and you never know when the you want to know when something bad's going to happen, so you got to continually stay sharp.
Could Davis help? He's a kickoff returner right away. Obviously, he's got a pretty darn good track record there.
Well, I think so. You know, I mean, you know, it'll be up to what coach says and what he wants to do, but you know, he's a guy that we were always concerned about, having played against him and a lot of talent. I've always felt like those guys are guys that either got it or they don't, you know, and he's got some natural ability, and, you know, he's obviously fast, and you know, he had one of the longer returns against us last year.
Ron, I know obviously Rob was kind of joking a little bit with Jake there, but, I mean, how big could that be for him, you know, just being able to, you know, get off a punt like that? I know it was,
well, so it was a joke.
Well,
those guys are like anybody else. I think confidence is – everybody. I mean, you know, you think he's professional athletes, and you know, it is about confidence. And you know, sometimes if he's hit it well. He's hit it well in practice, and we'll find out tomorrow how he hits it in practice. And you know, but he's in a, I think there's a lot to do with, you know, just a, you know, feeling good about yourself and what you're doing.
Hey Ron, I know injuries impact everybody, but special teams maybe more so, just because you're dealing with a lot of different moving parts. How much of a challenge is that? I mean, the corners are banged up. There's a bunch of guys at different positions on the injury report.
Oh, I always say we got to have 11 out there, so you know we're going to take the best 11 we can get and put them out there. And you know, you don't want 12, but 11 is good. But you know, that's part of the game. I mean, that's part of it. And a lot of times what happens is, you know, when you're using guys now that all of a sudden are, you know, your key guys, and all of a sudden now they're playing offense or defense, well, now you got to, you know, you want to keep them fresh. And so they're playing at a high level on both in special teams and on offense and defense. So it's just, it's part of the game. I don't get, you know, you just got to make sure your depth charts are good. And, you know, you always, every year, that last preseason game, you always get your, that kind of brings you back to reality about who's playing and who's not.
For years, the Bears had Hester in there on the best special teams in the league. What do you see from that group?
Well, I'm going to tell you, their punt return game is probably as good as anybody we've seen, you know. And, I know 19 was on the injury report, but he's a guy that he has impressed me. They're a team that... They're going to get on the edge. And I don't know if people say, you know, people say he's not that fast. Well, he's pretty fast to me. I mean, he gets on the edge, and he's done it against everybody. But they're averaging, I don't know, 12 yards of return. It's pretty good. He's taking one back for a touchdown. So he's a guy that we have to be very, very concerned about. And they're a team that will pressure you. So it's not just a return game. They're going to try to do whatever, you know, and it's always going to be, every time the four games I've played Chicago has always been, you know, you better get ready to play.
How do you feel about your punt return? I know Davis had the big return last week, the week before. It was well blocked, at least. He just missed it. Are you feeling pretty decent about what you got?
Well, I mean, we've really only had three returns, so it's, you know, you just keep waiting to get the, you know, the opportunity to get off. I feel like we're making progress, but once again, it's, you know, you got to get off, get him off the spot. You know, we've played against some pretty good punters. We, you know, we had some issues in the first game with the Sun. You know, there's only been, as I said, three returns. The one return doesn't, the one, I don't count that as a return in the Minnesota game when we blocked the punt and Randall picked it up. I don't count that as a return. It was, but it, even though it goes against the stats, but so we haven't had a lot of opportunities. We just got to keep working on it and getting better.
Are you still kind of trying to work through a little bit how you want to approach kickoffs with Mason and whether you want to just kick it into the end zone and have them get it at the 25 or, I mean, we talked a lot leading into the season about the idea of mortar kicks and stuff. Mm-hmm. Where do you kind of think you're at on that?
Well, we talk about it every week, you know, and then Coach, you know, kind of give me what he's thinking. And, you know, it depends on how the game goes, you know. You know, I think it's going to really come into play around here in the next, you know, as we get into the latter parts of the season when the weather changes and so forth. So it'll have a lot of effect, you know, at that time as well. So, but then we always have a plan and what we want to do and hopefully, you know, we try to do it.